Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Mayor John Andorf. We're talking about last night's Perry City Council meeting. John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So we have a lot to talk about today, starting with some projects with the Parks and Recreation Department. The first one is a project that is basically wrapped up now with Weiss Park. So what can you tell me about this and sort of wrapping up this project?
Well, during the summer, we had some concrete work done in Weiss Park. It was primarily related to widening some of the sidewalks or trails, if you will, for Weiss Park and just improving that park again and getting it up to date.
All right, so that's now all wrapped up. Heard some good things about how it looks out there.
It's all wrapped up, and people are excited about the work that's been done out there and the ongoing projects that we've done over the years at Weiss Park to keep it up and improve it. It's just such a great park for the city and widely used by so many people, some bikers, lots of people walking their dogs and walking themselves and flag football. If you go out to Weiss Park, as many of you have, I know, you see something going on out there all the time.
For sure. Now, adjacent to Weiss Park is obviously the McCreary Center, and a lot of exciting stuff going on there right now. What can you tell me about the resolutions that were approved related to the McCreary Center and just the projects there as a whole?
We're really excited about what's been going on. As you know, about a year and a half ago, a survey was done in the community, and we had a great response for survey. And we got an idea from the citizens and the users of what some of the things they wanted to see. But the resolution that was approved last night to pay for some mechanical improvements, those mechanical improvements included a number of things, but the centerpiece was putting in two new boilers. And as luck would have it, we just lucked out because one boiler had gone out, I think, last spring, and the other boiler went out about a week before they were to be replaced. So we kind of got, I guess, the life out of those boilers and got them replaced just in time. But yeah, we've done some of the mechanicals out there. Other things have been done recently too, but what we paid for last night was the boilers primarily. But other things going on out there, one of the exciting things that's going to happen is we're going to take the auditorium, which really hasn't been used much for a number of years, primarily since we have the Performing Arts Center. That place is a great facility, and most of the things that were held in the McCreary Auditorium are now moved out there. So what we noticed and what people wanted was more of a space at McCreary to get our exercise equipment spread out more and to get it organized. It's something we've wanted to do for a long time, and now we've got the plan to do that, and that's going to start sometime after the first of the year to move the exercise equipment into the auditorium. It's going to take a lot of work getting that floor leveled up because, as you know, it goes downhill now. One of the exciting things that we want to do in conjunction with that is to make it more user-friendly once we get that in place is to use a fob so people can get in there and use it 24/7. So I'm not sure if too many people are aware of that yet, but that's something we want to look at. Other things going on in the McCreary Center are to spruce the building up. We're just going to get started with looking at some color choices and working on some of those things. But we also are going to put in some new paint, new floor coverings. The ceiling in the gym has been a problem for many years. People get in there and use basketballs, and the ceiling tiles have been a difficult project for us to keep up. We're going to take those down, put a new ceiling in. There's other things going on too. We have some different phases, but probably the biggest centerpiece of phase one will be doing some decorating and also that auditorium that we talked about. But we're going to make other things go on as time goes on. Eventually, down the road a ways, we want to have an outside aquatic center. That won't happen for a while yet, but that's on the drawing board. And some other things we want to do from our survey, not directly, I guess, related, but also we'll look at the bathrooms in places like Pattee Park. We have a master plan that we've been working on. It continues to evolve, and we have some exciting things to look forward to with Weiss Park and our parks overall. We're excited about that as a community.
Absolutely. Now, moving on to some other projects, street projects in particular, the council approved a grant application that will help pay for some street projects along Bateman and Ross and around basically where the Progressive Foundry project is going in.
Correct. That grant application that we applied for is primarily intended to develop new industry and also to keep current industry and businesses in town. So we found that as an ideal source that we can apply for to help pay for the overall cost of those projects. And we're excited about the expansion work that's going on at the Foundry and Weiss. Both are going to expand and also create a few more jobs, I think, down the road. And while we're always excited about getting new industry to town, we want to also work with our current industry and keep them in town and have them expand. So that's an exciting opportunity for us to help fund some of the street improvements that are needed to go along with that.
For sure. And then keeping it with that project, last night also the resolution to sell the vacated portion of 2nd Street was approved. That sounds like it's one of the final phases before the Progressive Foundry expansion can take hold.
Yes, it is. As I think we're all aware, we had a public hearing, and that's been talked about for some time, selling that right-of-way, as you indicated, along 2nd Street there, and allowing the industries to expand. I think this was one of the last steps we need to take before that's going to happen. I know in talking to Kirk, they're going to build a new building, and he wants to get started as soon as possible. But with the weather, that may not happen until after the first of the year. But again, we're excited about expansions going on, both with the Foundry and with WIES.
Absolutely. One last thing I want to ask you about today has to do with something out at the airport. The council approved the purchase of a courtesy car, which obviously is an important thing for an airport of that size. But it sort of came about because of an unfortunate incident, correct?
Yes, we had an airport user using the courtesy car several weeks ago now. And unfortunately, an accident occurred where I believe the courtesy car was rear-ended. It was an older car, and it totaled the car. So we had no choice but to go out and look for a replacement if we wanted to continue that service for our airport, which we do because we don't have any other transportation out there. So what happened is that we looked at the local market looking for a good used car, and we end up finding a 2013 Ford Fusion that we ended up buying for the car. Because again, as you indicated, the airport's out of town a ways, and we have to have people when they fly into the airport to be able to do their business once they get there.
And with this, it sounds like the car is actually already in possession of the city?
Yes. Sven, in the last week, I think it was Thursday or Friday or so, did a poll of the council people and got approval to go out and purchase a car. So we purchased a car from, I think, Bob Brown in Des Moines or Urbandale.
All right. Well, Perry Mayor John Andorf, anything else that you'd like to mention about the goings-on at the city of Perry right now?
Well, lots of exciting things going on. We talked about some of them last night with Art in the Prairie and today's election day and the chili feed. And Art in the Prairie is always a big event, brings people to Perry, and looking forward to that. We had a review of the spectacular event that we had last weekend. I'm not sure who does the count and how they get it done, but they had 1,039 kids they counted. So that's great. That was going on. Just wanted to mention, as well, people always have concerns about yard waste and yard cleanup this time of year in particular, it seems like. So we talked a little bit about that at council last night. A question was asked if we were going to do citywide waste bag cleanup. I think we did that once or twice last year, and we just have too many bags to do that. So we're going to continue doing it north and south of Willis like we have. I think Jack Butler talked last night, and I think he indicated on one recent pickup, they had 600 and some odd bags, I believe. That's a lot of bags, as Jack indicated, and as you might imagine, that's too many bags to pick up citywide. So we're going to continue it, and I think right now it's scheduled into early December, but depending upon how the weather holds out, we may do it longer than that. We'll see what the weather does. But it's always a great service that the city provides, and people utilize it, which I'm thankful they do to keep their yards cleaned up.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, John. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with John Andorf. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.